Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRV bringing us back. Late, great Stevie Ray. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. As long as I'm on the air, we're going to have some blues, I promise you. Andrew Goss is with us. He's a new friend. He's a currency expert, author of The Secret World of Money, and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. Andrew, thanks again for joining us. And many of you have seen Andy on television on the various networks talking about his thoughts on currency. Andrew, one of the things I want you to talk about is something called negative interest rates.
Yes.
That's a new term. We know about. I've covered inflation on the show here many times. We talk about it all the time here, with various guests. We've talked about deflation, and the Gary Schilling, the Mr. Deflation, has been a member of my brain trust for a long time. But we've never talked about negative interest rates. So I'd like for you to help us understand that. Is that what is it? Is it real? Is it happening? Could it happen? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, negative interest rates are essentially first of all, the money markets, the financial markets, are manipulated by the central banks of the world. Everyone mm-hmm. should wake up and accept that.
Yep.
They raise and lower interest rates according to their definition of market needs. They don't let the marketplace do it.
They set their own inflation benchmarks, their own employment benchmarks, et cetera.
Correct. So there's a term in economics called pushing on a string, and it's when the central bank decides that they're going to increase the money supply and nobody notices. So, you know, the Federal Reserve created $4 trillion over the last 5 years, and as I pointed out in the previous segment, a majority of that money went into America's bank accounts. They
right.
sat on it. They didn't spend it.
Mostly so corporate America's bank account.
Well, yes, true there. And if you look at monetary velocity, the time it takes for a dollar to turn over in the economy, it's at the lowest point that it's ever been. So mm-hmm. instead of spending money, people are holding on to it, corporations and people alike. Mm-hmm. So with this, the Federal Reserve, having created $4 trillion, and other central banks find themselves in a box. They can either continue to create money and run the risk that inflation will overtake the economy, or they can try to force you to spend it. And, you know, there's no better way to force folks to spend their money than to charge them to store it. And that's going on in Europe right now. I think.
So you're saying consumers
yeah.
could expect potentially in the United States for a bank to say, if you want to keep your money in my bank, you have to pay me a fee.
That's right. Yeah, we've gone to this era of no-fee checking, but we all
yeah.
should remember, those of us at my age anyway, the time when there were fees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$4 or $5 a month or whatever for a checking account.
From the
yeah.
money you put in, it's
yep.
negative, especially when you're not getting a return.
Yep. So you're saying what we'd do is we would return to the days when we paid for a checking account.
That's right. Yeah, and that's
yeah.
what it always was. You know, we had gold and yep. silver coins. You were effectively paying the guy with the best vault to hold on to it so the bad guys wouldn't take it from you.
Right.
That's
right.
what banking was all about. The idea,
right.
it's more like a hat check at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine if you checked your hat at a restaurant and while you're eating lunch, the hat check girl was renting your hat out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we've grown into.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, until we get back to a system of honest banking, we're not going to fix these problems overnight.
Is that the only ramification of negative interest if it would be being charged for checking?
Oh, no. Oh, goodness, no. Yeah,
well,
no.
be another,
you know,
see, negative interest rates sounds like the bank would pay me to borrow money from them.
Yeah, well, it's going on. You know, they're just corporations in Europe right now are in that very position. You know, they borrow money from a central bank or from one of the major banks, and they're actually being paid to borrow money. Anything to get money into circulation is what the central banks employ.
Well, see that I can see where that would have some attraction because small businesses are not borrowing money. You know, the whole time when you heard politicians railing against banks because they wouldn't loan money, that wasn't the
right.
problem. We didn't want it.
That's right. Yeah.
We still don't want it.
Yeah, a bank. It's not that small businesses will be affected by rising rates. It's that they don't want the money. It's like,
That's exactly right.
Give it to me. I don't have any confidence in the future.
That's right.
I'm not going to hire people. I'm not expanding my inventory.
I've learned how to grow organically.
Yes. Yeah. And do more with less. I mean, that's what the hell we're used to. How long have we been doing more with less?
Yep.
I'm running out of notches in my belt.
My friend Bruce Piasecki would kill me if I didn't mention that he wrote a book about that. Called Doing More with Less. But anyway,
More with Less.
Yeah. So do you see when could this happen in the United States?
Oh, I would say by this fall, no question about
you
it.
You think in 2015 we'll have the vestiges or the images, some kind of form of negative interest rates?
Yeah, and I would argue we have negative real interest rates right now, meaning you put money in the bank, they pay you 1% and change. You subtract the rate of inflation from that, and you're negative. But negative rates in general means, hey, when you go to deposit the money in the bank, I'm putting in $10,000. Five years from now, I get $99.50.
What are the implications? I've only got about 30 seconds. What are the long-term implications for Main Street of negative interest rates?
Inflation.
Inflation.
77 to 80 style, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because it's like it's punching the tank. It says to everyone, okay, you got $13 trillion in the bank, spend it. Because you can't store it. You store it, it's going to discourage savings.
Wow, yeah. which really causes unnatural spending, doesn't it?
You bet it.
Yeah, which is not good. That's not good.
No,
I
people
don't like
buy
this.
Stuff they don't need just because it's going
up. This is depressing, isn't it?
Well, it can be if you're a saver. Hey, if you're in debt, it's going to be great because you'll be paying off your debts with dollars that are worth less.
Good point. Hey, Andy, I need your website, Andy.
It's AndyGoss, GAUSE.com. AndyGoss.com.
The books are the secret
and you know
order
what?
Of money.
I have three audio CDs, The Federal Reserve, Protecting Your Wealth, and The Definition of Money. I'll give them free to your listeners,
Thank
Jim.
Thank you, Andy. Come back soon. Andy Gosler.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.